Okay, I'm back. Hey, welcome back. This is Strewn Along the Path with your good pal Marshall here. I don't know, am I your pal? I hope so. Hope you consider me a friend, not a foe. I'm back here to talk more about TV stuff from last season. I think last time I talked to you, I talked about Flash and season 2 and everything that happened with there. So I guess it's a natural course to talk about Arrow. And I'll probably combine Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow into this episode. I'm just going to state up front. I'm not going to pussyfoot around anymore. This will be lots of spoilers for these shows. So Arrow. If you remember from me talking about Arrow last year, I really didn't care for... what was it then? What season are they on? I guess it was season 3 of Arrow last year. And to be honest with you, I don't even remember much of what happened. Oh, it was, everything was Ra's al Ghul and all that stuff last season. And yeah, I was kind of underwhelmed. I mean, there's lots of cool parts, lots of cool scenes. You know, I like most of the characters. One of the characters I want to talk about that was a pretty big event, I guess, on Arrow this season, season 4. If you remember, again, when I was talking about it last year, I didn't really like the character of Laurel Lance. I thought she was good in season 1 and 2, but I just was never really thought much of her acting ability or just the character once she became the old girl, once she stopped becoming just the old girlfriend of Oliver Queen, and you kind of wondered how their relationship was going to work out after he came back from the island. And they, it just seemed like they kept trying to find more and more things for her to do to have her stick around on the show. I guess Thea had a similar problem, but they fixed that a lot in season 3, making her more of a ninja type person with Malcolm Merlyn and everything that was going on, that she was the person who killed Sarah Lance and all that stuff. So they were able to bring Thea. Now, of course, she is Speedy. She's Red Arrow, or the sidekick of Green Arrow. And so they've been able to make it work for her, for Thea to be in the show. And of course, since Sarah Lance was killed and she was the Black Canary last season, then they started working it into where Laurel took over as Black Canary. That just didn't work for me at first, especially last season. Season 3, I guess I should say. And so, you know, I was saying, you know, the best thing they could do for the show is to get rid of Laurel Lance because she really bothered me. Well, big reveal here. Damien Dark ended up killing Laurel Lance slash Black Canary. It wasn't the mid-season. It was in between the mid-season and the full season finale. And it was a really well-done episode. It was actually, it's kind of funny because... Laurel started to grow on me this year. I started to actually kind of like her as a character and like her as Black Canary. I think a little bit of separation there was good, and that I didn't think of her as the old girlfriend, Lara Lance, the terrible district attorney assistant or whatever she was. Just seemed very much out of her league, but she was supposed to be this really, this best lawyer or whatever. What did she do to earn that, you know? Anyway... She wasn't doing that anymore. Well, I guess she was still in that role as assistant district attorney or whatever. But as a Black Canary, I kind of accepted her this year. She was just part of the team. She was, with Diggle as the guardian, and he has his new helmet and everything, and just part of the Team Arrow thing. I thought she actually worked pretty well, and I started to really like her on the show and thought she had a lot to contribute, and then they kill her. So I'm not too broken up about it. But I guess I was a little bit more, I felt worse about it than I would have at the end of last season. But it, you know, it was done really well. It was, he killed her to get back at, what's his name? Anyway, Captain Lance, her dad, because he was working with Damien Dark at the beginning of the season and then pretty much turned him in, and he testified against him in court and all that kind of stuff. It was a revenge. Because he said if he ever betrayed him that he would kill his daughter. And he did. So she's dead. She's not on the show anymore. Just as I was starting to accept her as Black Canary. But anyway, it was good for the show. It was done really well. And I thought that part of it worked pretty good. What else was good about Arrow? I guess I can say one of the things I didn't like was Damian Dark. I mean, the actor's good. You know, he's a good actor. But just the character himself, I thought was kind of lame. For me, it seemed like he just showed up on scene, right? All of a sudden, there was this hive, and he was the head of it, and he was trying to run things in Central City. And he just kind of showed up. You didn't really get any kind of a build-up for who he was or what he was trying to do. And then all of a sudden, he had a wife, and he had a daughter. Or was it a son? I can't remember. I don't know. It was just really strange how they introduced him as a character. And I guess you can't expect them to build it up over a season or half a season or whatever. He could. I mean, you could change the model. When I was talking about Flash, I said ever since season 2 of Arrow, well, I guess ever since season 1, right? There's been one big bad guy that's kind of been there the whole time. Even though there's little battles and stuff, there's always a big bad. So I guess that's been true since the beginning of Arrow. Malcolm Merlyn, I guess, was the big bad starting out in season 1. But they were very successful with that in season 2 with, I want to say, Sam Slade. But that's Maltese Falcon. Anyway, I can't think of it. Deathstroke, essentially. But they did such a good job with that, where he was on the island. Yeah, the flashback with Oliver back on the island. You know, you'd had season 1 and season 2 of this guy. To have him show up in modern day, do so much on the show. You know, I just thought it was really... They did a really good job with season 2. But last season was Ra's al Ghul and everything going on with that. Of course, Malcolm Merlyn's always been a part of the show in every season. But then in this season, all of a sudden, this Damian Dark shows up. And they really didn't, you know, even Ra's al Ghul, they kind of had a little bit of a build-up to that, at least in season 2, probably in season 1 as well, but I think mostly in season 2, because... Sarah Lance, the original Black Canary, was part of the League of Assassins, or whatever, which comes from Ra's al Ghul. And so that legend had kind of already been established. And then they paid it off, I guess, in season 3. But again, with Damian Dark, he just kind of shows up out of nowhere. I thought it was interesting, though, how they kind of brought magic into the DC television universe. That's kind of been a theme, right? Because Marvel's doing Doctor Strange, and that's kind of going to introduce magic into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and open up, you know, areas of exploration for the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the MCU. So I guess, you know, this Arrow was bringing magic into the, what would you call this, the DC TVU? Sorry, the CW-verse. And so, you know, I haven't followed a lot of these characters, but they did have Constantine show up for an episode where he helps them. So for some reason, and this is kind of a bad, to me, this was a bad part of the season. They needed to bring back Sarah Lance because they wanted to bring her back for Legends of Tomorrow. They wanted her to become the White Canary and bring her back into the universe. So they had to figure out a way to do that. But she'd already been killed last season. And so they end up taking her back to Anar Parbat or whatever, into one of the Lazarus pools, and to bring her back from the dead. All of a sudden, Laurel Lance decides, I'm going to dig up my dead sister and take her and have her be resurrected. It's kind of a half-cocked way to bring her back. And I know... this is a comic book type thing, and people come back from the dead all the time. But, I don't know, just for the series, it seemed kind of strange that Laurel would just get it into her head, I'm going to dig up the corpse of my sister and bring her back to life. But that's what they did. And I do like that character. I do like Katie Lotz, I think is her name, the actress that plays Sarah Lance. I like her as a character. So it's good to have her back, but... anyway, so they bring her back from the dead, but she's kind of got this crazy killer instinct. Also, she's kind of almost like an animal. when she comes back from the dead. And to help heal her from this, Oliver calls upon somebody that he knew from back on the island, or that he had met, Constantine, back on the island. And Constantine is, I guess, a pretty well-known person in the DC comics. He kind of is kind of a Doctor Strange character. You know, they did a movie with Keanu Reeves. I never saw that movie either. So I really don't know that much about Constantine. But I really, and they had a TV series, Constantine, as well. And apparently the actor that played Constantine on Arrow was the same actor that was Constantine. And he played in the same way, the same getup and everything that they did in the TV series. And I think the TV series was on NBC or CBS or something like that. But it didn't last very long. But they had to get special rights to get the actor and the Constantine label or whatever. So it probably wasn't CBS. Anyway, that actor came back, and I really enjoyed that episode. I kind of enjoyed that character. I thought that was interesting. And I didn't know much about Constantine, so it was interesting to see him there. Of course, once again, we have in the flashback sequences Oliver back on the island. And this time there's a bunch of people there, and they're making people look for something. And it ends up being the same magic totem that Damian Dark uses to get all his power. And it feeds off the death of people and brings and focuses that death into bringing people power. And so there's a head of the army or whatever on the island back 5 years ago that was looking for this totem. And so that was when Oliver first experienced it and had experience with magic. And, you know, that's where he met Constantine back then, just for an episode, or just for a little bit on the island, which coincided with him showing up in the regular show. I'm babbling. But anyway, so I liked Constantine. I thought it was kind of hokey the way they brought Sarah back, but it's nice to have her back as the White Canary, I guess, and we'll get into that more when we talk about the Legends of Tomorrow. The Arrow, you know, it's a good show. I you know, got behind a little bit and had to catch up on it. You know, they did several things with the Oliver Felicity relationship that, oh, come on, guys. It's like, do you have to bring in the drama? Can't you just have them as a cool team that love each other and get along? I mean, you don't have to have the drama. Now that they're together, let's just let them be together. But there had to be a lie. Apparently Oliver has a son. And that was kind of cool. I mean, they laced that back from probably season two when Moira, Oliver's mother, Oliver, you know, of course, was a playboy and ladies' man or whatever back in the day, and had gotten a girl pregnant, and the mother had given her a lot of money to leave and never come back and get an abortion if she wanted to, or, you know, I don't know. I can't. But anyway, they brought that back this season, and Oliver finds out that this girl had the baby and is raising him, and it's actually his son. Well, he keeps that from Felicity. He doesn't tell her because the mother of the son says, I don't want anybody else to know. I don't want to draw any attention to this boy. I want to, you know, protect him from any publicity or anything to do with all the queen family. And she just wanted to shelter him from the public life and scrutiny and tabloids and that kind of thing. So she made Oliver promise that she would only let him see his son if he promised not to tell anybody, even Felicity, which in my opinion was, you can't really expect that. But anyway, so Oliver doesn't tell Felicity about it. She ends up finding out anyways and gets mad, and they're engaged. And so then she calls off the wedding and doesn't want anything to do with them and blah, blah, blah. That part was kind of whatever. I guess this is for a young audience. So they have to have the soap opera drama kind of stuff. Felicity also was injured, had a spinal injury because Damian Dark shot up Oliver and Felicity in their car. And so she was shot and was paralyzed. and had to deal with that. But then Whiz Kid guy from Palmer Tech or whatever made her a chip that would allow her to walk again. So there was some drama with that. And I really like, I can't remember his name. Anyway, I guess he's another guy from the comics, but he's kind of like a male Felicity. You know, he's a hacker. He's a Whiz Kid. He works at Palmer Tech and can do all kinds of things technology-wise. So I think he's going to become part of Team Arrow in the next season. So I like that. Of course, they thought that Ray Palmer had died in an explosion at Palmer Tech, but it ended up... His shrinking thing worked, so he was just made very, very small and actually somehow got in the hands of Damian Dark. So they had to save Ray Palmer, of course, again for Legends of Tomorrow to bring him back there. Oliver was going to run for mayor throughout the season, so he had a campaign to run for mayor. He figured that was a good way to serve his city, to counteract Damian Dark or whatever. But then Damian Dark's wife ended up running against him and whatever. I really didn't care about the Darks as characters very much. Again, the best parts of the show are, you know, just a lot of the fun stuff going on. The fight scenes are always really good. I really like Diggle, or Guardian now as they given him. I thought he had some really good arcs. His brother... they did a lot of backstory with Diggle's brother. He was one of the Hive, part of Damian Dark's people. And some you didn't know whether you could trust him or not. And he was a prisoner for a while. And Diggle ended up having to kill his brother in order to protect his family. And he struggled with that. You know, first of all, it was his brother. First of all, he didn't kill him in self-defense. He killed him because he knew he needed to protect his family and everything. And again, if you haven't seen the episode, you'd kind of have to follow along to understand some of the drama behind it or whatever. You know, that I thought that was pretty solid. I always enjoy him. You know, they could do a whole spin-off series with just Diggle and his wife. You know, she was at one point the leader of, is it Argus? Argus, is that the S.H.I.E.L.D. equivalent in the DC universe? The government agency that has spies everywhere and all kinds of stuff. Could have a whole series just with those two doing stuff. I'm trying to think if there's anything else about Arrow that I wanted to talk about. Again, I guess, you know, I talked about Thea, how she's definitely part of the team and she kind of had a weird psycho, you know, killer instinct thing going on as well because she went through the Lazarus pit. Can't think of it. Maybe if it comes back to me when I'm talking about Legends of Tomorrow, I can talk about Arrow again, bring things up about it. It's good. I still like it. I'm hoping for better things in season 5. I don't know exactly where they're going with things. It'll be interesting to see what they do. So I can either make this a short episode, which I think I'm going to do. I'm just going to make this an episode talking about Arrow. It'll be shorter. And that's okay. So then next up, I'll probably talk about Legends of Tomorrow and the build-up for that and kind of what I thought of that show as well. And then I'll probably talk a little bit about Supergirl. I didn't watch a lot of Supergirl, but I did watch the Flash crossover episode, and I think I watched the pilot. But anyway, that's getting ahead of myself. Until next time, we find out what else is true along the path. Adieu.
The Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, which means that you can share it as much as you would like, but please don't sell it, and please don't change it. And please give credit where credit is due.